Remember, no matter how much it hurts right now, one day you'll look back and realize it made you stronger. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, Freddy talks with us about never giving up on your goals. Enjoy.
What are you? No, I'm serious. Not a trick question. What are you? A living human being, right? And what that means is you're imperfect. And I like to say you're imperfectly perfect. Do not be ashamed of your failures. So what? You started something, you stopped. Don't beat yourself down because you didn't follow through. Don't beat yourself down because you made a poor decision. Don't beat yourself down because you made a mistake. I was listening to the radio. A song by the late, great Aaliyah came on the airwaves. She said, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. And that's exactly the point of this message today. If at first you don't succeed, never be scared to try again. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about personal development and growth. I'm talking about business and career endeavors. Let's focus on these relationships. It can be friends, family, or romantic. Especially those romantic ones. Something happens to you in a relationship, and instantly you have baggage. And you want to carry that baggage into the next relationship. Or sometimes you just try to shut it down totally. Never be afraid to try again. Just remember, people will people. So you can't go into the next relationship expecting a person to be perfect because they're not. All you can do is have your values, have your standards, and proceed forward. And if that person hits one of those deal breakers, then you got to let it go. Oh yeah, you can have a sit down, you can try to straighten it out and try to fix it. But if it doesn't work, understand, two imperfect people connected and it didn't work. It's okay. Never, ever, ever be surprised at what another living human being does, but do not let it break you. Do not let it shut you down. If it doesn't work, if that relationship doesn't succeed, brush yourself off and try again. You don't have to force it. Let it happen naturally. But don't shut down to the point where you say, I'm not getting with another person. Because it's not realistic. But also, don't set your expectations so high that when someone falls below them, you're broken, you're battered, and you want to quit. In personal and professional development, oh, we start and stop all the time. We have a goal. We have a plan. Me personally, I have things that I want to do each and every day. And it's plenty of days that I fall short. But that doesn't mean that I'm like, I'm done. I'm never going to try again. I just tell myself, hey, you know what? You fell short today. I'm a little disappointed in you. But you know what? We're going to sit down and write down these goals again. And we're going to try to execute a game plan. And that's exactly what you have to do. So if you start that class and you don't make it through, don't tell yourself you can't never do it because you can. It was later on in life when I got my college degree. So you're never too old. You know my motto. If you're still breathing, you still have an opportunity to be achieving. So pick yourself up and try again. In business and career endeavors. Oh, you had a phenomenal idea. And it is a phenomenal idea. But you started it. Something happened. You were done. You were finished. No, you were not. That idea still lives. It can still work. you have to try again. And if you fail, you have to try again. And if you fail again, you have to try again. You have to keep pushing yourself until you achieve the outcome that you desire. Yeah, it's going to involve revising and replanning and re-strategizing. But that's all part of the process. The process to greatness is a journey. Sometimes of 1,000 miles, sometimes of 5,000 miles, sometimes of 10,000 miles. But those that make it to that mountaintop, I promise you, they had to start and stop. They had to fail and pick themselves back up. If at first you don't succeed, if at second you don't succeed, if at third you don't succeed, you dust yourself off and try again. Success is yours for the taking. So I need you to fail hard. Learn intensely and put yourself in a position to succeed immensely. And once you subscribe to the mindset of I will not be shattered, I will not be broken, I will not give up, I will put myself in position to live up to the greatness and potential that's inherently mine, I guarantee you will find yourself climbing over that hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. Keep trying until you win. This is a great day to win. Let's go.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.